praise God. I'm looking at like a minute and a half after. We're going to go ahead and jump right on in. Welcome you to the gathering, our Saturday morning, 9 a.m. to 9:15 prayer call. Brothers, again, and I know some have been on, many have been on before. If there's any on for the first time, God bless you. We welcome you here. We're just going to take the next 15 minutes and we're going to share a little bit of word, go into prayer, and then go into some other things from there, maybe a little bit of fellowship time as the Lord leads. We have been, throughout this year, we've been talking about, glory to God, we've been talking about, you know, I won't go into just for this month, but for the entire year, we've been talking about consistently applied faith. And for this particular month, we've taken this month to, we extend that to consistently applied faith to know my purpose or to know your purpose. And that is a huge thing. And what we're going to do, and we've had, well, some excellent sessions that we've had concerning all of this, but how we're going to look to wrap this particular prayer time up is just to look at how your purpose affects everything else, specifically how your prosperity is connected to your purpose. A lot of people don't realize just how much your prosperity, and I'm not talking about no prosperity gospel, you know, putting money over everything. No, money is actually the least thing in the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, the word tells us that, and we may touch a little bit of that. But there is a godly prosperity that he has to bring increase in your life, to bring excess in your life, not error. I said excess, not error, and that's all connected to your purpose. Romans 8:29, we're going to use as a jump-off point. Romans 8:29, and brothers, again, if you're new to the line, if you've got any background noises, I'm going to ask you to put it on mute. We'll probably go into a little bit of a confession time and an open praise and worship time towards the end, and we can ask you to come off of mute at that time, certainly. Praise God. So Romans 8:29, for whom he did foreknow, talking about God, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he, Christ, might be the firstborn among many brethren. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, this is Christ, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Firstborn among many brethren. So that... I look at this as I call that the purpose verse, because let me touch on a couple of words just to make sure we have the a biblical view of that. So for whom he, again, God did foreknow. Foreknowledge is just how it sounds. It's not nothing deep and not ultra spiritual. It's whom God. It's whom he did foreknow, who God knew before. All right, you can. I don't want to get into the Greek and Hebrew and all that kind of stuff, but he also. So for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate, all right, predetermined. But that's not talking about salvation, all right? I try to give these things as balanced as possible, especially as we go into prayer. It is the will of God that all be saved, that none go into the judgment of eternal damnation, all right? He did also predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. All right, that's the point I want to look at here, to be conformed to the image of his son. So that's every believer, that's every man that's coming to trust in Jesus Christ. God has a plan in place from the beginning that he had a plan for you to be conformed to the image of his son. And it is out of that image that all of our purpose here gets its strength and gets its propulsion, gets its release. Because although we're all in the same image, we're all going to have a different purpose. Before I go into a couple other scriptures where I can start to show how prosperity is connected to this purpose. So first of all, as you can see here, if we're all conformed to the same image, regardless of what we're called, what area we're called to and what our purpose is, it's all going to be tied to the same image. It's all going to be tied to the same prosperous God. Want us to see that, because prosperity is connected to your purpose. That's what I'm talking about. Prosperity is connected to your purpose, prosperity, favor, all these kind of words. Sometimes they overlap and they come together. But just kind of give you an idea, say favor. I like to describe favor like this, because this is how the Lord showed me, just to show you how prosperity is drawn, how it, to purpose, how favor is drawn, first of all, to purpose, how it's attracted to purpose in every way. So let's just say, because I know I'm not the only one. I know Brother Gerald, also myself, might be a couple of the brothers who are on the line who may be runners. All right. So we one time. So if I'm running along a trail, and my foot goes off the side of like the sidewalk or something like that, and I kind of twist my ankle, and so I'm stopped running, and I'm walking back to my car to sit down or whatever to take care of my ankle, and somebody sees me kind of limping. Let's just say it was my left ankle. And so somebody may look at me, and watch this. Somebody may look at me and say, hey, that brother is favoring his left ankle. See, he's favoring his left ankle. Now, favor doesn't mean that my left ankle is more important than my right ankle. But it's showing that because there is a purpose, it's getting more attention to take care of. And what I'm trying to share with you, brothers, as we close out this month, is that as you move in your purpose, you draw attention in spiritual realms. You draw attention. You draw the prosperity of God. And this is why your prosperity is connected to you operating in your purpose. It sends out signals in the spirit realm when you're operating in your purpose. So purpose is not just something, you know, you'll be more, you know, as we talked in recent weeks about how you'll be more fulfilled, how you'll be more at peace on the inside as you do what the Lord says. But I'm talking about stuff that's happening in your life, how we need to understand that your prosperity is connected to your purpose. So a couple scriptures I'm going to give real quick, and we're going to move right into prayer. 2 Thessalonians 1:10-11. And again, I can give these scriptures again. I'm just going to give a couple because I see our time is actually already rolling. But 2 Thessalonians 1:10-11 says, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. I love this. That ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No, I'm sorry. That's Ephesians 1:19. We'll throw that one in there. That'll be a bonus one. Let me hit this one also. I'm just trying to cut to the chase here. 2 Thessalonians, here's where I was talking about. 2 Thessalonians 1:11. I'm just gonna give you verse 11 here. Wherefore also we pray always for you, that our God would count you worthy of his calling and fulfill all the good pleasure of his goodness and the work of faith with power. See how they come together. The goodness of his power, the goodness with walking according to his with his calling, and how so that prosperity is drawn to all that coming together. One last one. This is a good one. Again, his calling, your purpose coming together, your prosperity. 2 Peter 1:10. Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. This one's come up a couple times this month. For if ye do these things, ye shall never fall. So in the area of God's value, God's riches, we see in the area of not falling and not failing, we see all these areas of his good pleasure being shown in your life. All of this comes together, his call, our purpose coming together, our prosperity. And so that's why I say that this prosperity, there's a couple other verses, but we're just going to go right into prayer. But I just want y'all to hold into that. There's so much that the Lord has to say about that. But understand that the greatest thing about that is, and I'm just going to say this also as another note, as the Lord's dropped this in my spirit, that we don't have all day to do this. Again, these are actually two separate actually talks, we could almost say, but I'm kind of putting this in as we wrap up this month, that we really don't have all day to do this. When it comes to doing the things that God is calling us in our purpose, I hope you don't realize it. I hope you're enjoying your life, enjoying your family, enjoying all the things that God is starting to show you in your life. But if you think that we're just going to keep waking up and doing this every Sunday, every Saturday, and you go to church on Sunday, and you go to work throughout the week, and you make food, and you're with your family, and you call, and you go, you listen, this is not just going to go on all the time. You know what I mean? There is an end to these things. There is a home that we have to go to, and there's a lot of changes that happen in life. Listen, I got a call. This is what really put this on my mind. I got a call by 1 o'clock last night from one of my cousins that another young cousin of mine, another young brother, and maybe some of you even heard this on the news in the Wilmington area, right around Washington Street, Concord Ave. The two young men were shot, both of them 31 years old. One of them was a cousin of mine. I mean, this is a guy who grew up in church. He's a guy who I taught Sunday school to for a multitude of years, you know. And so as of lately, I honestly don't know where he was in his life right now. You know, sometimes kids get older and they do their thing, you know. And so, you know, we see each other at the gatherings, you know, how's it going, man? How's it going? You know, you keep mapping, how's things going? You still in church? You still in this? Well, I'm trying to get back. I'm doing this. And, you know, and so we kind of see him, you know, but I haven't been as close with this brother as I have been in years past. But, you know, whatever it was that he was doing in his life, whatever it was he was preparing, whatever it was he was getting straight, whatever it was he may have been turning around, wherever it was that he may have been on his way to, I mean, you know, and again, it's not anything about judging anybody else, but it's saying, you know, his life on this side, it's over. And I want you to realize, listen, you know, we thank God for every day that we have. We thank God that we have these times we can come together in prayer. We thank God for these minutes and these times that he's given us to be inspired by him and understand more about our purpose. But listen, it's also got to be a time that we got to start putting foot to the word and start being doers of this word and becoming all that God is calling us to, because we don't have all day. We don't have all day to fulfill these things that God has called us to. All right. So understand your prosperity is connected to your purpose. Understand we don't have all day to do it, but we thank God for the opportunities that he's given us to be able to do what he's called us to do. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, it is such a wonderful thing that you've given us this moment, this time, that we can give praise unto you for calling us out of darkness and into a marvelous light, and showing us that we have a purpose in the kingdom, and showing that our prosperity can flow through our walking out our purpose. We thank you that your love for us is unwavering, it's unyielding, it's unending, it's unchanging. We thank you so much that you see our value, so you see us according to our value, and you simply raise our value just because of the cross of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And we know if you didn't have a purpose for us, if you didn't have this calling for us, then Jesus wouldn't have never given his life for us. But because you valued us, because you treasured us and you wanted to restore us and you saw us in need of a savior, that you gave your life for us. And we thank you for that. And so it is nothing but a fitting response for us to open up our hearts and give our lives over to you. So then whatever may be going on in our life, what we understand, what we have grasped, what we may have missed, what we may not have done, we thank you, Lord, that we still have this time to get it right. We still have this time to ask you to come into our hearts and save us if we don't truly know you, that you can come into our hearts and continue to father us and raise us up if we do have a right relationship with you, but not just in there, but that you'll teach us, that you'll give understanding to us, and that you'll further show us just what you have for us in the name of Jesus. So this way, when we open up your word and we meditate on what it says, it can come alive inside of us. It can continue to direct us and give us direction, and that we can boldly follow everything that you're calling us to do in Jesus' name without hesitation. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your power. We thank you for every brother who is on this line right now. We call them men of valor. We call them men of honor. We call them men of purpose. We call all the husbands blessed because they love their wives. We call all the fathers blessed because they bring up their children in the fear and admonition of the Lord, dear God. We thank you, Lord, that it is by your word that we can watch and pray and enter not into temptation, and that we can know how to possess our vessels in a way that honors you, that we walk accordingly to your word. Thank you that your level of holiness rises in our life. Thank you that the level of righteousness rises in our life just because you are with us, and we open our hearts up to you to give us to add some speed to our steps. And help us to redeem the time that we know that you are with us in all things. Thank you, God. We thank you. We honor you. And we say all these things in the name of Jesus. We love you, God. Amen and amen. If you could, brothers, just come off the line for just a minute and let's just give God some praise and give God some honor openly in the name of Jesus. And those that speak with other tongues, we invite you to do so also at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And your brothers can continue on with that as we get off the line. But we, as we get ready to close this part of it, I'm just going to ask you, brothers, just to go into just this short word of confession with me, and we're just going to flow just however the Spirit of the Lord leads. Hallelujah. So say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I am a man of purpose.
I am a man of purpose.
And my prosperity is connected to my purpose.
And my prosperity is connected to my purpose.
So I receive by faith. God's exceeding and great promises. That call me into being a partaker of his divine nature. Now am I a son of God. And it does not yet appear what I shall be. But when he shall appear, I shall be like him.
For I am a doer of the word of God.
And I am willing and obedient. And I shall eat of the good of the land. Hallelujah. And it is so. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's good news, brother. That's good news. That is real good news. So we just celebrate this God right now. We celebrate this time. And I pray that your brothers hold on to that, man. Your prosperity is connected to your purpose. Purpose will draw it right out. That's one of the greatest things that we can do when we go into this prayer time. I mean, it's never prayer time. Just remember, prayer time is never wasted time. It's never wasted because you're actually positioning yourself to hear from God and to be drawn closer to your purpose. Hallelujah. And I mean, that's what it is. That's what it is. Now, again, it's not so much trying to say this is about some kind of prosperity gospel and God's going to make you rich in this and rich in that. Although finances is certainly added to it. But the whole thing about it is, listen, when I minister, I can't minister you just being full. I got to minister out of an overflow. You see what I'm saying? So this way, I don't know if you ever noticed how much, and I'm closing. Yeah, I don't know if you ever noticed how much the scriptures say stuff like, you know, the cup overflows exceeding abundantly above all you can ask or think, and that kind of language. You know what I mean? The reason that language is because God wants us full to overflow, not just lacking, not just having enough, but overflowing so we can minister. Because if I only have enough for me, and I give you some of mine, then we both in lack. Okay, but God is trying to bring us to a place where we can, where I can overflow spiritually, I can overflow financially, I can overflow in wisdom, that I can overflow. So not only am I full, but I can be a blessing to those that I minister to, blessed to those that I give to, blessed to those who are around me. And that's what we're called to be, is a blessing everywhere we go, because that's how this kingdom, the kingdom of God, increases, not just by me having enough, but by me overflowing. A lot of people don't understand that. That's why as soon as people start talking about money, they start thinking, oh, here's this, that's prosperity stuff. Now, prosperity is the life we are. The Bible is a book of prosperity when we understand biblical prosperity. And I'm going to leave it at that. Well, brothers, again, that's where our purpose is. Our purpose is all tied in that. I'm praying favor and God's goodness to be all around you in your lives. I encourage you all, as we always do, to be a part of your Sunday services, wherever your worship your worship center is. Praise God. For those that don't have a place to worship, we certainly invite you to come with us, Wilmington Christian Center Church Worldwide, either online or right now. We are also worshiping currently out of the Doubletree Hotel on King Street. You got that address right offhand? I believe it's 800.
Like 800 King Street.
Yeah, it's like 800. Yeah. Yeah. So I just encourage you again to for those who want to give, there's opportunities that you can do on that. Again, anything, it goes towards the ministry. You can certainly do that again at our website, wcccw.org. If the Lord's leading, and anything else, there's a lot of other stuff about what we're into for all different ministries, from marriage ministry to youth ministry to our women. If you can get your women, your ladies involved also, or whatever's going on in your life, I'm sure there's some good word there also. So outside of that, brothers, we're honored by your time, and for those who got to get back to work, who got to go, we bless you on to your wonderful day. To those that want to stay, we're going to take a couple prayer requests and go a little bit further in some discussions for those who would like to stay. In Jesus' name, any prayer requests that we would like to bring up at this time? Anything that might have been texted to you or sent to you, or anyone on the line that would have anything that they would want to bring before the brothers? Praise God.
I'd just like to say, can y'all keep my wife and I in prayer? Just we're rounding the end of our journey. she's 20 weeks pregnant. Yes, as of yesterday. So she's in that phase where she slowed down and the aches come and just different things. But you know, put our protection over us, and we just continue to support and love each other and help each other get through this the last few weeks.
Amen. Amen. We'll certainly keep that lifted up, Brother Gerald. All right. Anyone else?
Brother Gerald.
All right. And also, I'm going to, again, anyone who would like to pray concerning Brother Gerald and, again, and his wife as they round out the end of their pregnancy, we're certainly going to pray concerning that. Also, pray for the family of the young man, as I was saying earlier, James McKnight. We called him Jader. Again, he lost his life last night. Not sure he had any of the information about what happened, his mother and for his mother and his sisters also. So if anyone would like to read off either of those prayers, we welcome you.
Yeah, I'll go ahead and start with Brother Gerald and his wife, and then we'll move into prayer for the young man, James McKnight's family. Praise God. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, that first of all, for this awesome fellowship and the opportunity for brothers to gather in your name. And no doubt, your spirit is amongst us. Your spirit is with us and in us. And you just, Lord God, you just do things so excellently And I thank you, Lord God, that for the revelation that we receive when we do come together. And it's just it's the overflow that our brother was in that allowed him to sow seeds in our spirit directly, in our hearts, Lord God. For that is how seed is sown, up from the overflow. And so we receive it, and we receive the engrafted word of God, Lord God. And thank you for being so connected. But Lord God, we just also thank you, Lord God, for the excellency in health that Sister Angie Billingsley is walking in, the support that she has from her husband, the wisdom that they both walk in concerning what to do, because they do know what to do. They're so connected to you. And also, Lord God, and even the wisdom, the spiritual wisdom and guidance you're providing for them every step of the way until their baby boy breathes his breath, first breath of air mm-hmm. in this natural world, Lord God, and continue to guide them and support them as they raise this child up in the name of Jesus. And we not only see this child being born healthy, we not only see this child being being born into this world, but we see this child, Lord God, as with a purpose mm-hmm. and a plan that you have for his life. We see this child being guided and directed by his parents, Lord God, to walk in his purpose, to walk in the plan that you have already ordained and charted out for his life. So, Lord God, just like you've given us vision and from the beginning, so shall you give the Billingsleys the same vision to see the end from the beginning regarding their newborn, regarding their son, Lord God. And we just boldly decree and declare their son is not only their son, but a son of the Most High God in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, that that even during childbirth, Lord God, that the surgeons and the doctors and the physicians, Lord God, your hand is on them. Your hand is on even every family member to provide support for them. And Lord God, we thank you for the excellent support from family and friends regarding regarding the birth of the child, but also the raising up of the child in the name of Jesus Christ. And Lord God, we bind every spirit of anxiety and fear that's leading up to these days, Lord God, and we loose right now your perfect peace that passes our understanding and knowledge, and that their guards are hearted. Their hearts are guarded, Lord God, regarding anything and everything about this childbirth. I thank you that you protect their ears, you protect their eyes, you protect them from information that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. And we pull down every stronghold and everything that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you so much for it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Lord God, regarding this young man, Lord God, whose life was lost, Lord God, you said, Lord God, that believers mourn with believers, and believers rejoice with believers. Lord God, send people to that family, Lord God, that have compassion, that love you. And that will help support this family with comfort and with peace, not just natural peace and comfort, but spiritual peace and comfort, Lord God, even comfort of the scriptures and comfort of the word to support this family, Lord God. But let them know that you are still good. You are God, and you are still good. You promote love. You promote peace. You promote salvation, Lord God. You promote goodness. And let your goodness be seen in all of this. We know it's hard for that to be seen. We know it's difficult for that to be seen for the immediate family, Lord God. But Lord God, you can do anything. You can do anything, Lord God. And so we just know right now and believe and trust that your goodness will be seen in all of this, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that James McNair's death will not be in vain. In Jesus' name. And we just consider him a seed sown, Lord God, for the harvest that will reach family members and even other men, even other youth, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Satan, your time is up. In Jesus' name, your time is up. No more will you harass. No more will you steal and destroy from the young men, from the young black men, the young lives, Lord God, who have purpose in the name of Jesus. And we command you to cease and desist your order right now. Amongst that family, amongst the McNair family, amongst the Wilson family, amongst that family in the name of Jesus. We command you in Jesus' name, not be of ourselves, but in Jesus' name, you have to bow down. You have to submit to the order of Jesus, Christ of Nazareth. You have to submit to the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus. And we declare you cease and you desist your order right now in that family in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, as they move forward, there will be no more confusion regarding this, because there will be no ill will or no ill tempers, and there will be self control regarding this young man's and the arrangements and the life of him, and also the other young man. In the name of Jesus, we pray comfort and peace over that family also. In the name of Jesus, but Lord God, we ask you to whatever you need to do to bring attention to you, we ask you to do it in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, amen. Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God. We could go deeper into that, but I'm going to stop there because someone else may want to add to that. In the name of Jesus, glory to God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. We receive your peace, Lord God. Thank you for your peace, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We declare that the feet that stole shall return sevenfold in Jesus' name. We thank you for the justice being done right now, Lord God, regarding the whole entire situation. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
I just Lord. Thank you, Lord. Even in this, you're getting the glory, God. The devil tried to steal this young man's life, but God, we thank you even now. Your goodness is being shown. God, he was used as an opportunity to demonstrate your goodness, Lord God. He walked with you as a young man, so Lord, in my heart, I have to know that he is with you. Hallelujah. God, I thank you, Lord, that people will remember who he was, remember his life, remember his youth, remember the good aspects of him, God. There will not be ill will spoken against whatever he may have been in currently, but God, his life.
Brothers, my cup's running over.
you know, I just got to tell you, man, what an awesome segment today of prayer and purpose. That was, man, my whole was just like, man, you just have no idea how much that opened me up, man, regarding purpose and prosperity. I had to take notes on that one, like, I see it clearly, and I see how God has been operating in my life, and it just makes me hungrier to continue to walk in my purpose. Because when I stop walking in my, when I stop doing what I'm purposed to do, like I'm stopping, I'm clogging up the flow of prosperity flowing towards me, right? I'm stopping the flow of favor coming towards me. I'm not attracting what I'm supposed to be attracting when I stop that flow. Like, yo, that's so awesome, man. Well, it's like I knew it, but when you hear the word regarding it, when you're taught, you know, like scriptures, you expound on the scriptures about that thing, it just, man, it just makes you even more diligent in business. It makes you more diligent to be about, you know, God's business. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, speaking of diligence, I was just reading a scripture in Proverbs yesterday. I think it's Proverbs 22 and 29. It says, when a man is diligent in his business, he stands before the presence of great kings. Such wisdom when we are about with diligence and walking in our purpose. Like you said, brother Jay, you know, prosperity is drawn towards us. Yeah. When you're diligent in business and doing what God is telling you to do, he puts you before great people and things that, and when people say, oh wow, he shows you, God shows you off, in other words. And where do you think favor comes from? It comes from people. Where do you think faith, where do you think prosperity? It comes from what's already here in the earth, right?
Yeah.
God's not sending up a package and, you know, and packaging it up right from heaven and dropping it on your lawn, you know, like delivering it to you via Prime, Amazon Prime. It ain't happening. No, it's coming from people, favor, resources, money, promotion. It's coming from, you know, so when I saw that word yesterday, being diligent in your business, how you stand before great kings, I said, then you bring this up to this, to how prosperity is gravitates towards you when you're walking in your purpose. I said, I got it. We need to be sharp, brothers. We need to be sharp, brothers, in what we're doing. Need to be diligent in what we're called to do, brothers. That means we need to tighten up what we're doing, brothers. Diligent in what we're doing.
Yes,
thank you, brother, man. I appreciate that word. This word thank today, God. You just got me so fired up. And then you talked about the over. Then you had to give us that nugget of overflow. What? I see that clearly now. I see, like, yo, you're right. You can't sow seeds. You can't possibly sow seeds until you're overflowing. Think about it. When your bank account is running over and you've got more than what you need, how are you going to get? If you don't have more than what you need, if you don't have more than what you need, then all you have is just enough.
Just enough.
You can't sow out of just enough. You've got to sow out of overflow, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, by faith, you may be like, I don't have enough of making ends meet. But by faith, yeah, you should sow. By faith, you should give, because guess what? You're going to reap a harvest on that. So by faith, you do need to continue to sow seed, no doubt. But you should be praying for overflow,
the Lord,
right?
The heart,
which is connected to what? Your purpose. Yeah, which connected to your, so when you're walking in your purpose, things are going to be drawn towards you, and you should be overflow when you're walking in your purpose. My God, my God. I know this is being recorded right here. We got to put this back.
Woo!
Glory to God. I'm done. I'm done. I'm done. I got your breakfast. Jesus, but this is my breakfast right here. Yeah.
No, that's right.
Amen.
Glory to God. Well, brothers, if there's nothing else to come on in, we'll say going once, going twice. Praise God.
I love
soul to the man of God.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
All right, my brothers. Well, God bless you, man. Next week, we starting a whole new thing, man. We starting a whole new thing. Just stay tuned. Just stay tuned. Yes, indeed.
New thing.
I'm telling you, it's getting gooder and gooder. It's getting gooder and gooder.
I know it is, bro.
Yes, indeed.
I know it is. I'm putting my seatbelt on getting ready.
Yes, sir. All right, well, brothers, have an awesome day. Enjoy the weather.
Too, man.
Yes, indeed. Love y'all, brothers. Remember to tell somebody else about it. We'll catch him off a little bit more fire. Okay, yeah, that's a good day. Take him out. Let him growl a little bit.
You hear me running? You hear this loud? You hear that loud growl coming past your house? You gonna know who it is?
Hey, Walt, we gonna pray for angels over you right now, brother. We can't have another.
Oh yeah, that's right.
I welcome the prayers. Go ahead, man.
Yes, sir.
I welcome
it. Yes, sir. We just thank you, Lord, that he you give the desire of your heart. We thank you, Lord, that he enjoys life to the full.
Mm.
Lord, we thank you that you protect him everywhere he goes, everywhere his feet touches, Lord. We thank you he's claiming ground. You go before him, you're behind him, you're on his left side, you're on his right side, you're in him, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for his prosperity. We thank you for his purpose. We glorify, he magnifies you, his name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I sure will. Thank you, brother. Hey, in the drive-by today, yes, Brother Gerald, in the drive-by today?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's right. I shall not forget.
Okay.
All right, brother. Goodness. Y'all be blessed, man.
All right, blessings. Love y'all, man.
Love y'all, too. I'm blessed. Right. God bless, brother. Have a good day. Enjoy your day.
Indeed.